Hello, this is Dr. Freese. Today I'm going to be telling you about how I lost my father to the Great War. At this point, it'd be best just to close your eyes and imagine the images that I put in your head of what was once my childhood. So, I remember when my father was drafted for the war, it seemed like everything would be okay and that he'd return. But when he came back, he was just a lifeless shell living in the body of my father. He always would drink a bottle of whiskey a day just so that he could feel something. It was almost like a stranger had taken refuge in our house. No matter how he didn't recognize me, but the cold, hard stares he gave me, I knew somewhere in there was my father, who used to be exploding with charisma and positivity, who'd take me to the park and push me on the swing till his arms got tired and we'd fall on the grass. The day he got drafted, even then it seemed like he was invincible, but I knew deep down he was scared. Before he left, he made somewhat of a joke of, "If there's a Lord out there, let him have mercy on my soul." After he came back a few months after, my mother got very ill with a giant flu. Oh my. Sorry. My mother came down with a giant flu that just seemed to get worse as the days went by. My neighbors would bring over medicines and antidotes, but as the days went by, they came by less and less, knowing that this could not be fixed. The day my mom died, it was a dark day, but yet I didn't shed a single tear. She left an apple pie out to cool, hoping the scent would guide my father home. I buried her with a handful of tulips from the garden, and the day that she died was the day I was catapulted out of my childhood. That was the story of how I lost my father to the Great War. I hope you enjoyed this Dr. Freese special. More of an audio clip, usually something I don't do. Stay tuned for a sequel to The Cat That Was Concerningly Fat. Dr. Freese, out and done.